Stay tuned for The Lynn Show. Today, I'm airing an interview with the one and only, the very remarkable, Shirley Goodman. I did this interview originally with Shirley when she was 86 years old. You will hear her say that. And talk to her again now as she turns 95. I'm interviewing Shirley because the art to which she has given her life is the art of tap dancing. You will hear her say she learned to tap when she was 8, and she is tapping still. Those of you who have attended Al Hickson's Jazz Jam on Monday night at 15 South have seen Shirley tap. It's amazing. She taps with the energy and the vigor of a very, very young woman, with the passion that belongs to someone who is doing exactly what she was meant to do. And there is no question about it. Shirley Goodman was meant to dance. Her story is charming. She is delightful. Hang on. Here come the show.
Hearing from an inner voice, finding choice where there's no choice, with gentle prodding from the voice. Oh, you really can.
Show. That tapping that you heard, that was Shirley Goodman. Dance. The Lynn Show is about being the person you really are. Not the person that you think you should be. Not the person that other people are. not the person that somebody told you you were supposed to be, not the person you think you have to be in order to be hired or liked or appreciated or loved. No, the person you really are. Unfortunately, many people think they are the person they really are, and they are not. Because in childhood, too many people get the idea that something about them is not okay. Something about the way they look or sound or laugh or something that they're interested in or compelled to do brings criticism, teasing, embarrassment, sometimes even punishment. And when that happens, children learn very quickly to pretend that this thing that has brought this unpleasant response is not so. Children are capable of pretending so well that they forget that they were ever these things, ever had these interests, ever had spontaneous laughter, and they come into adulthood having forgotten things about themselves. So the Lynn Show is about saying that that doesn't have to be a life sentence, and it is possible to recover what you may have lost in your childhood. And I interview people who make their living or their life with an art, because when you listen to them, you can hear what it sounds like to be the person you really are. And in Shirley Goodman, we have the poster child for being the person you really are. You will hear Shirley say, she took to dance like the proverbial duck to water. She started at 8. She was so talented. Although her family could not afford to give her lessons, teachers wanted to teach her. And when you see Shirley dance, when you hear her dance, you hear and see that dancing and Shirley are the same thing. So this is Shirley's story. It's so inspiring. It so speaks to what it means to know who you are and give yourself to it. So here now is the delightful, adorable, committed, tap dancing Shirley Goodman. Okay, so I'm here with Shirley Goodman. I know Shirley because I've seen her dance. And I like to interview people who make their life or their living with their art. And clearly you have an art, and clearly you have made your life with it. I mean, you couldn't possibly be doing what you're doing if you haven't been doing it a very long time. So, and actually, why don't you tell us how old you are?
I'm 86 years old. Been dancing since I was 8 years old.
Yeah, great. So what I want to know is, how did you find it? How did it capture you?
Very easily. My dad taught me how to tap dance when I was 8 years old.
Did he dance?
He did. Yes, he did. He was like what you would call an old vaudevillian, a minstrel man. He used to put minstrel shows on in our hometown.
Which was?
Troy, New York.
Wow.
Troy, New York, yeah. And so he taught me and my sister how to tap dance, but my sister chose singing instead, and she has had a gorgeous voice. She's 90 years old now and thinks she can't sing anymore, but she still has a nice voice. But anyway, I chose the dancing, and then my dad took me around to the different studios in Troy, and he picked out the one he thought would be good, and I started taking tap lessons and all kinds of dancing, actually, from the time I was 8, and then I started teaching with my teacher when I was 13, after school and on Saturdays.
Because by that time you'd already been dancing for 5 or 6 years, right?
Yeah, exactly. And incidentally, also, I will say that because we couldn't afford it, and because I guess she thought I had some kind of talent, she gave me lessons free.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when I graduated high school at age 17, I opened my own dancing school in Troy.
And that was always your dream, was to teach?
That, yeah, that's all I ever wanted to do, yeah. I didn't go to college, I just started.
And you didn't want to perform?
Oh, yeah, I did perform.
Oh, tell me.
Oh, yes, I performed, well, just locally. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, all our friends used to say, take them to New York, both me and my sister, you know.
Right.
But we just never did, because that would have been a big, you know, move and a big job for my parents and everything. So we just performed locally, both of us. And you know, as I said, my dad used to put minstrel shows on every year for the local JCC, and then there were different clubs around Troy and Albany where we danced. The dancing school sent kids out to dance, And so I've been performing, actually, since I was 8 years old.
My God.
Yeah.
So you started your school right after high school?
Yes, I did. Yep, age 17. My dad helped me, of course. You know, he's
did
oversaw
he,
things.
Did he do something else beside this?
Or yes.
This
was his no. He had a...
He had a day job.
Actually, he was a singing waiter. Yeah, it is funny. Played the banjo. He was very musical.
Right.
And then actually he changed our house into a bar. Bar and grill.
Really?
Yep, and we lived upstairs over it. And that's what he did. And then after that he did some collecting. They used to have what they called the installment plan in mm-hmm. those days, right?
Yeah. Right.
Before your time. And he would go around collecting for different, stores and companies. But, you know, so he just...
But his heart was in the music.
His heart was in the music and the dancing. Yeah, I grew up with music and dancing around, you know, in my life all the time. It was wonderful.
Was your mother interested? Or?
My mother played piano, but she died very young. She died at age 43.
Oh, my.
Yes, I was 16 when she died, and it was...
Wow, and your sister was really young.
My sister was 4 years older.
Oh, 4 years old? Oh, she's 90.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, right.
She was 4 years older, so she actually became mother to us. And I have a brother who was a year younger. He plays the trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're all musical. The whole family was musical. My father had eight, he was one of eight siblings, and they all were musically inclined. Didn't all do it professionally, but anyway...
So did your sister or brother use it in their life, or they...
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Just for fun. My sister sang professionally, locally, too, mm-hmm. you know. Just meaning she got paid when she sang. And I don't know if I ever told you that I won the Major Bose program.
No, tell.
In 1938.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's funny, isn't it? And my kids and my grandchildren... all think it's so funny that I tap danced on the radio, but you couldn't see it.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, they used to have, this was in the late 30s, of course, different towns would be what they called the honor city. And they would choose different places, and one they chose Troy to be one of the honor cities, and anybody could audition, you know, who wanted to. So my parents brought me down to New York City. I was 15. To audition, and I got on the program, and then I won a gold watch. The one who got the most votes won, but of course the honor city usually, I must say, in all modesty, the honor city usually won because, I don't know, people just made a lot of votes in the honor city. And so that it was fun.
So they brought you down, but they didn't bring your sister, or they...
Well, she actually, she was on, too. She was on a different year, yep. She was. They did bring her down, too.
So how did that feel?
Oh, it was great. It was wonderful to be in the big city, you know. Mm-hmm. And Major Bose, let's see, what is slow? They used to have a gong if you were no good, like the hook, you
really?
Know.
Really?
Yeah, they did. I don't know if it was a put-up job, but every so often, you know, somebody
would
get the gong. Yeah.
Many years later, they had the gong show.
Exactly.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm sure that's where they got it from.
I'm sure they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you never wanted to make, you never wanted to go to New York City or try and get into movies or any of that stuff?
No, didn't want to give up our lives, you know, to do that, which we would have had to do.
So this is your life, though? I mean, because you were, so how long did you have the school?
I just had the school for 4 years, and then I married.
Uh-huh.
I married young, which was wonderful, and I was married for 53 years before my husband passed away. We were teenage sweethearts. Had 4 children. You want to know about my kids?
Of course.
I love to brag about my kids because mm-hmm. I have 3 boys and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest boy is a plastic surgeon. My daughter, who comes next, has a PhD in literature. My next son is a neurosurgeon. And my 4th child, another son, is a lawyer in Philadelphia, but he actually works for the Hunger Project Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization to try to rid the world of hunger.
Wow.
And that's what he's doing.
My God.
And I'm proud of those kids.
Clearly. So this is really interesting to me. So you got married at what?
Yeah, 20.
20?
Yeah. Yep.
And you're 86.
Yeah.
And I've seen you dance, and you dance as though you've been dancing the whole time.
I have.
So how did you...
I did, just like volunteer work in between while I was raising the kids. I danced at the, I went to hospitals and I danced and nursing homes and performed.
So you just made it a part of your life.
Yes, it's more of a hobby, than...
I don't think they have a name for this, what this is. Because a hobby suggests, something that you do that doesn't claim that much of you. But this clearly...
Well, down here, I've been lucky enough to find venues where I could teach. I'm teaching 4 line dance classes, jazz line dance classes, and I wear my tap shoes when I teach the line dancing, and I tap just mm-hmm. while I'm there,
right.
And I also go to 2 nursing homes, and we do all the dances sitting down. They do everything sitting down, which is wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
So you get everybody moving to the extent that they can possibly move.
Right.
And so are you, right?
Yes, absolutely. Legs and arms and
so, do you think that the tapping is part of why you're so healthy?
Absolutely. And my doctor does, too. I have heart surgery. I always forget to tell that I had quadruple bypass heart surgery when I 20 years ago.
Wow.
20 years ago. Had to have a stent put in 6 years ago in a different artery than the original ones. I've had 2 cancer surgeries. I had a melanoma and a hysterectomy, which was malignant, and that was also over 20 years ago, and I'm still dancing.
I'm sorry, because this is radio, of course, so they only have to take my word for it that you're not only dancing, but you're dancing with the energy and the passion and the aliveness of a very young person. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's all written upstairs, I think. I'm lucky that I have my legs, I keep saying that, because most of my friends are on walkers or canes or whatever,
Yeah, no, you are moving around there with the passion and the joy in
I love it.
Yes, and it's so easily communicated, and everybody in the room knows it,
Right. It's the music that does it, too.
As
a singer, of course. I mean, when the music goes on, I feel like I'm in a different world. And same thing with my tap shoes. My granddaughters gave me these tap shoes, and I feel like there's like a microphone in the taps, I swear to you. I tell everybody when they say, wow, because I make a lot of sounds without moving too much,
yes,
Yeah. And I say, well, it's the
really
shoes.
Sensitive. They're really, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, they very easily respond and make noise.
Yeah, and if the floor is right, then it sounds a lot better than it is, more than it is.
Oh, I don't think that's right.
But I just I do love it. And that's what most of my students, I must say, most of my students who take from me now say that what they love is the enthusiasm and the, and I just feel it when the music goes on. I can be down in the dumps, and believe me, there are plenty of times when I'm not in the mood to do it, or don't feel like I want to for whatever reason. We all have those moments in our lives, but when I get there and I put the shoes on, I'm like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz.
I was thinking about that the whole time you've been talking.
Honestly, that's what I say to them. I put the shoes on and I'm transformed to a different planet and off I go.
This was such an amazing gift that you got.
I consider it a gift.
There's just no question about it. I mean, and again, when... why I wanted to interview you is that thing that is so clearly coming out of you when you're doing it, that it's infectious, and everybody in the room is taken up in it,
Right. Oh, thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely true. And who I want to interview for the show are people who are clear, whose passion is clear, in the work they do.
Mm-hmm.
This is particularly interesting to me because you didn't have any, aspirations for any kind of fame. You just wanted to do the thing.
Just wanted to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I,
I've interviewed musicians and writers and actors and poets and fine artists, and they all say the same thing. They all say, don't do it for the money. Do it because you have to do it.
Right.
You know, because it's, because it, you have to do it, you know.
Yeah. Can I tell you that I think your voice is absolutely fantastic, and I love your style.
Thank you.
You are so unique in that style. I just love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been listening to that kind of music since I was born, practically. Grew up with that music around me, you know, and of course.
Yeah.
And
wow,
she sounds like Nancy Wilson.
That is so funny. This is wonderful for me because I know that that's who I listened to when I was a kid. And no one has ever heard it. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The last time I spoke to you, you were 86, and you are 95, isn't that correct?
Correct, yes.
Yes, okay, so just catch me up. What happened in the last 9 years?
Okay, well, for one thing, I had a second open-heart surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
My first one was 30 years ago. It was quadruple bypass, and thank God everything seems to be fine with that all these years. But then this was a replacement of my aortic valve, and that was 5 years ago. April will be 5 years. And I have that plus a pacemaker plus a stent, but I'm still dancing because my legs are still working, some miraculous reason. And of course the doctors tell me that I recuperate well from all these things because I've been dancing all my life.
Yes.
Since I was 8 years old.
Yeah, so you have stamina. And it's interesting, I was going to say your heart is not so healthy, but I know you, and I know your heart is very healthy. It's a loving heart, is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, they say attitude has a lot to do with it, too, and I try to be a positive thinker, I really do. I mean, I always feel up, and especially when the music is on. I mean, I wear a t-shirt my friends gave me because I say it all the time, and it has musical notes all over it, and it says, music is my medicine. And it's true.
Yeah.
As soon as that music goes on, and especially if I have my tap shoes on, I'm in another planet. I'm in another world.
And it's a good one.
A good one, yeah. A happy one.
Oh, yeah.
My motto now, first of all, is one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And to have fun. I mean, you know, for as long as I have left, I've got a wonderful family. I've got wonderful kids. I'll start crying if I try to talk about them because they really are very, very devoted to me, which is better than medicine.
Yeah, this is the result of the heart you have.
Well, this is okay. But anyway, it's a blessing. I brag about it. I do. Just like I brag about my age. When you get to this age, you can say things that you can say 5 years ago or 10 years ago, you know? Family's very important to me. Very.
And you have a really good life.
Yeah, oh, I have a wonderful life, especially here in Sarasota, where there's so much music and I can do so much dancing and enjoy the jazz so much.
Okay, so think for a second if there's anything that I didn't ask you or anything that you would like to say about what it was like to have a life that is really informed by this. You know, it's the underpinning of your life, you know.
Well, what was wonderful about it when I was a kid was, the comedians joke about it, but the truth is, we were very poor. I mean, it was the Depression. Mm-hmm. Of course, as like I said, they couldn't afford to give me lessons, actually. My dad took me around the studios, and apparently the teachers saw enough in me that they gave me lessons for nothing. But I can really say we were so happy as kids, my brother, sister, and I, because there was music, you know, and love, and dancing, and I'm going to cry now.
I am too.
But, you know, that's what I grew up with.
Right. And then, you know what? That's what shows. That is what shows.
Maybe.
It's the love of it that is what you communicate when you dance. I want to play that when I do the interview, because I want everybody to hear it.
Oh, then it'll be like the Major Bowes program.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Me and Major Bowes, the only.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I'm very grateful. And I think we can stop there. Thank you so much,
okay,
Shirley.
Thank you.
So I know, having listened to Shirley, you can hear what it sounds like to be who you really are. And it is my hope that listening to Shirley, you are inspired to ask yourself, is this how I feel about my life? Is this how I feel about the things that I do in my life? Are they so much a part of me that I can't even think about myself as separate from them? And when I'm doing them, I'm alive? Shirley says, the music starts, and it doesn't matter how old she is, and it doesn't matter what went wrong with her body. She is alive in the music. Music is her medicine. It's so lovely. So, again, if this isn't true for you, and you want to find a way to get back to who you really are, and you want to talk to me about that, you can find me at my website, thelynnshow.com. That's T-H-E-L-Y-N-N-E. Don't leave the E out of Lynn. Thelynnshow.com. There's an email tab. Click on it. Ask me any questions that you have. Make any comments that you want. You can listen to all the shows I have ever done, including listening to this one again. And as always, I hope you got something from this show that you can use. Of course, inspiration. Maybe you want to come down to the Jazz Jam on Monday nights at 15 South and watch Shirley dance. In any case, something that will bring you back, because I will be back next week, same time, same station. And I sure hope you will be too. And we're going to go out on more the infectious tap dancing of Shirley Goodman.
I'm getting older, my hair is turning gray. Oh, you say my face and figure have both seen better days. Well, I won't be retiring, I won't slip out of sight. No, I will not go gentle into that good night. Some goddamn boomerang. No, I won't go with a whimper, I am going with a bang. You see that I have had my shot, my time has come and gone. Oh, won't I please get off the stage, let someone else get on. Well, I won't be relegated or leave without a fight. No, I will not go gentle into that good night. I won't go with a whimper, I am going with a bang. Life's a bell I keep on ringing, not a chime that I once rang. You may think it's unseemly, well, I don't give a dang. No, I won't go with a whimper, I am going with a bang. Rising from the ashes, every chance I get. I may be running out of time, but it ain't over yet. 'Cause me and Sister Phoenix, we won't give up the flight. No, no, we will not go gentle into that good night. And I won't go with a whimper, I'm going with a bang. Life's a song I keep on singing, not a tune that I once sang. I may not be as juicy, hell, but I still got some tang, so you won't hear me simper. I may have gotten